Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words from President Obama plugging the Affordable Care Act on Zach Galifianakis' internet comedy show. Not late night, not basic cable, an internet show. Looks like the chief executive is working his way down the marketing food chain. Won't be long before he's wearing a giant syringe costume twirling a sign on Pennsylvania Avenue. But he held his own with the Hangover Comics' trademark condescending snark. Like to see him start speaking to Putin with the same sort of forceful tenacity. This was comedy Obama at his finest. Only one of the many guises we've seen the favorite son of Kenya master. At times it seems like the country is suffering from a case of multiple presidential personality disorder. He's President Sybil, playing more roles than the fat kid at a summer Shakespeare camp. He's a jock, a nerd, probably even a band geek, teacher's pet, and the bad boy riding a motorcycle. A community organizer, a constitutional law professor, party standard bearer, goodwill ambassador, white-hatted hero, melodramatic villain, ramrod, contortionist, healer, divider, therapist. He's half black, he's half white, defender of transparency, master spy, a puppet, a poet, a pawn, and a king, outlaw, sheriff, figurehead, hood ornament. Even the GOP can't decide if he's a hopeless novice or a demagoguing dictator. Right-wing conservatives paint him as a radical jihadist, while left-wing progressives whine that he's a cowering conciliator, making him a little bit Malcolm X and a little bit Urkel. Let's face it, Barack Obama is either the classiest of cats or Captain Clueless. Or what the hell, maybe he's all of them. 50 Shades of Cool.